Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, who's wearing pants today? One that doesn't speak is pantless.
Well, I've got Beckler. Pants on. Well, why would I not have pants on?
Because we were all supposed to be having a BOMO at the start of the show today. Right, you've got the length of Jack Penarte to take your knickers off.
Okay.
What are you doing? We said this.
Oh.
Right, there's this TV show, which one of our listeners sent us a clip of. It's called Living the Life. It's on in America. And it goes a bit like this.
Most importantly, I left with the decisions that I needed to meet my deadline. Sure. I still felt a little stupid that I forgot my pants. I also had a grin on my face because I didn't let that become a barrier to going on with my day. I was having a bodacious moment. And believe me, if I can have a BOMO, you can too.
Exactly. We're all going to have a BOMO and now you've messed it up.
Sure. I still felt a little stupid that I forgot my pants. I was having a bodacious moment. And believe me, if I can have a BOMO, you can too.
Well, we can't now, so thanks, Becky.
You can still have a BOMO if you want.
I'm not BOMOing on my own. Embarrassing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You feel better now, Becky? Or?
This is the best BOMO I've ever had.
Seriously, when you have a good BOMO, it's nothing better. Everyone's like, where's that clip from? It's this American TV show, which is like some kind of self-help program for like improving your life. Really American. And it's called Living the Life. And one of our listeners sent us some little bits of it. Someone from Atlanta who downloads the podcast. So from what I can work out, she was in like quite a difficult situation and she'd forgotten her pants, but she didn't let that bother her because she was having a BOMO.
If I can have a BOMO, you can too.
Dan in Swindon says, silly lady. Scott, wouldn't she mean she forgot her trousers because pants in America are trousers? How can you forget your trousers? It's a good point. Also, if you're having a BOMO on your own, it's a so-BOMO. That's what they're officially called, according to TIDS in Western Supermare.
If I can have a BOMO, you can too.
Let me know if you're having a BOMO right now on 81199. I certainly am.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Loads of people having a BOMO, more than I would have thought at this time of day, actually. Jack Penarte and Tonight's Today on Radio 1. Maybe it's because you're just about to finish work. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
Ellen.
Hi, Ellen. Where are you today?
I'm in Bognor.
Big up Bognor. Yeah, how can I help?
I went to Jack Penarte last night.
Oh, yeah, where was that?
In Brighton.
Yeah, any good?
Yeah, it was really good.
What was the best thing that happened?
Well, a girl behind me, never guess what she did. She chucked her bra at him, landed on the neck of his guitar. He had to stop the entire song to take it off.
What song was he doing at the time?
Some really, really slow one.
Right.
It was just him playing his guitar, and then his bra just came out of nowhere.
And lands right on the guitar.
Right on the guitar.
And he has to stop.
Yep.
Wow.
Whole song.
Jack Penarte doesn't strike me as one of the, no offence Jack, one of the kind of artists that would get bras thrown at him, really.
You should have seen it last night. Everyone was crazy. It was amazing.
What, everyone taking their clothes off?
No, not everyone.
Just so. Wow. I wouldn't think that a Jack Penarte gig. I don't know why. Here's the thing as well. You know people that throw underwear and things like that at pop stars?
Yeah.
I've always wanted to know, do they bring it with them? Or do they just get lost in the moment and just take it off right there and then? For instance, is it a premeditated act? Do you think she'd taken her own bra off, Ellen?
Yeah, she did. She said, shall I take my knickers off? And someone said, no, take your bra off. So she did.
Nice. Because I think sometimes...
She's doing requests.
Yeah. Whatever you want, I'll take it off, whatever you want.
Left sock? No,
no, just your bra off. Just chuck it at his guitar. Because some people must bring, like, an extra bra, don't you think?
Yeah, it would be very difficult, because some gigs are, like, really close, aren't they? You don't want to have to sort of wangle your way out of your underwear.
So, a lot of people, I reckon, if they're going to chuck something, they're going to chuck it. They're that
take
kind of
a five-pack from, like, M&S or
yeah,
somewhere.
So just... So some people would think, right, I'm going to go and see whoever tonight. I'm going to bring an extra bra to throw at them and leave mine on. That must happen sometimes.
Mm. Is that what you do?
No, I've never thrown a bra in my life. Also, wouldn't it be quite... I don't know about this, but wouldn't it be quite...
It sounded very knowledgeable.
Wouldn't it be quite difficult to unhook it if it was your own... What, an on?
No, how do you think you put them on every day?
Well, yeah, but you're in a...
How do you think you take it off? You get a man round. It's time to get to bed. Can you take my bra off, please?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
Is it just me, or is there something really quite old school about throwing pants at pop stars? It's like what your mum used to do for Tom Jones. I like this text. I threw my Saturday night pants that I was wearing at Chico. They slapped him in the face. He threw them back.
You would, wouldn't you?
You would, yeah. Do people have Saturday night pants?
Oh, actually, best pants.
We discussed this before.
Pants.
Yeah, we have discussed this before. I don't call them Saturday night pants. They're just good ones. I'm wearing some good ones today, actually.
Yours are like guest pants, aren't they? If you've got a good guest coming in, you wear your best pants.
Yeah, I do, always, yeah. Mm. That was Red Hot Chili Peppers and Tell Me Baby. Hello?
Hiya, Scott. It's Vicky.
Who's that?
Vicky.
Hi, Vicky. Where are you today?
I'm in Plymouth on the bus.
Oh, what bus?
The 41 going to Southway.
Oh, I know, 41 Southway, yeah. how can I help?
Yeah, I'm going to see Lamar tonight in the pavilions, and I was just wondering whether or not I should take a spare bra.
Yes. I think you should.
JLS are supporting them as well, so maybe I should take two.
Take two bras, yeah. Or maybe one. How many members of JLS are there? Four?
Four, yeah.
So just take a 5-pack, and that'll do for each member of JLS and Lamar.
Excellent.
Is that all right? Have you got enough?
Sounds like a plan, yeah.
Clean ones, obviously, so make sure you've got 5 clean ones.
I'll do some washing when I get in.
Are they expensive?
They are quite, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, 5
Sorry.
Bras.
Okay, well, just take ones you've got already, just make sure they're washed.
Will do.
Do girls own 5 bras? Is that quite...
Yes!
Well, I don't know.
I think it's one bra. I love it how much you don't know about bras.
Now, how many girls, on average, how many bras does a girl own, really? Vicky? No.
Quite a few.
Yeah. 10? I don't know.
How about you, Vicky?
Maybe.
20?
About 10.
10? Okay, 10's quite an average. All right, we'll take half of your stock of bras tonight to the pavilions, all right?
All right, we'll do.
Let me know how you get on tomorrow, please, and make sure you throw it in his face.
Will do, Scott.
Love you.
Love you too, bye.
Sorry, I'm just clueless at this.
You can't take one of the old manky underwired ones, just in case a bit of wire's poking out that could cause an injury.
Oh, ow. Yeah. Don't take that one, Vicky.
Non-wired.
No, non-wired. Coming up after 4:30, it's the return, I'm excited about this, of the bookshop game. I don't think we've done this for a couple of years, but here on the all-new Scott Mills show, we're bringing it back. It's a...
All new old stuff.
It's a simple idea. We call up a bookshop and ask them for a book that blatantly doesn't exist. Here's one that we did a couple of years ago.
Hello, Buried in Books.
Hello, I'm looking for a book.
Oh, right, yes.
Can I give you the title and author?
Yes.
Okay, it's The Cloakroom Attendant.
Right.
The author is Makotup. First name, Angus.
Right. I'm pretty sure we don't have it. I'll just have a quick check, if you like.
Can I just check, what book are you searching for there?
Well, The Cloakroom Attendant by Angus Makotup.
No, it didn't have that one. Or this one.
Impressive Knockers by Gloria Smellins.
And he got it at the end.
Inappropriate Behaviour by Ivana Till Your Boobie.
So, there's some more coming up after 4:30. I've called some more bookshops. Sorry if I called yours. And you can hear that after 4:30 on Radio 1. Everyone's like, play the ladies' bras. No, I'm all right, thanks.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Alright, seeing as this seems to be the theme of the show so far today, here is the ladies' bras.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
Podcast.
All right, sorry to all the people who have only just got the ladies' bras out of their head after about, what, a year and a half, 2 years, and now it's back. Kings Leon, Revelry, and the brilliant Just Jack with Embers on Radio 1. Okay, it's 25 on Scott Mills' show. Hello. Oh, I love doing this. Bookshop game's back on. You know how it works. Dead easy. We call up a bookshop and we ask for a book that doesn't actually exist. Started off quite badly this week, to be honest.
Good afternoon, the Works Bristol Lord speaking. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm looking for a book.
Yeah.
It's actually called Flaky Scalps.
Yep.
And the author, it looks like Druff, D-R-U-F-F.
Right.
Dan is his first name.
Yeah, we don't... it's very funny.
Hey?
Oh, you sounded so hurt.
Wounded?
That was one...
it's very funny.
Hey? Huh?
Hey?
Hey?
That was as bad as one of my prank calls, though, wasn't
it? Yeah, it was. A bit rubbish. She wasn't going to go for Flaky Scouts by Dan Druff, was she? However, what if there was a book called that? It's a big problem for some of us.
Mm.
It got better, though. I carried on.
Good afternoon, Black World Bookshop. I'm Poynton speaking. How may I help you?
Hello. I wonder if you could help me to find a book, please.
Right, what's the subject, please?
Right, I've got the title of the book. It's Yorkshire Sayings...
I can't say that I've ever heard of it. Yorkshire Sayings. Right, who's the author?
The author is Eckers, E-C-K-E-R-S.
Is Eckers his surname?
No, it's. I think his first name is Eckers, surname Like.
And are you spelling that again? L?
L-I-K-E.
Right.
It might be a Y.
Alright, let's have a look.
Can I just check what author you're looking up?
Yorkshire Sayings by Eckers Like. I've just cottoned on to that. Oh, I really, really fell for that. Oh, I don't believe that.
Oh, bless Anne at the bookshop in Leeds.
Yorkshire Sayings by Eckers Like.
I like that one. Another one?
Hello, Trackmark Books.
Hello, I'm looking for a book.
Right.
It's called... Can I give you the title?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, it's called Jump the Queue If You're Desperate.
Right. It's not ringing any bells. I presume. Is it like, sort of self-help book sort of thing, or...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say no, to be honest.
Can
Sorry.
I give you the... Can I give you the author, just in case?
Yeah, give me the author, yeah.
Okay, it's Hugo...
Right.
We First. W-E-E-F-U-R-S-T.
That's an unusual name, isn't it? I'll go and have a check for you, because I know the area it would be. I won't be a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Okay.
Bless her.
Hello? We haven't got one at the moment.
Okay, can I just check what you're looking up there, please?
Jump the Queue If You're Desperate by Hugo We First.
I think that went quite well.
Jump the Queue If You're Desperate by Hugo We First.
Yorkshire Sayings by Eckers Like. It's very funny.
Hey? It's my dandruff one. There you are. That was a bookshop game. I'm so pleased it's back.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Meg.
Hi.
Where are you today?
Wollongong City.
Okay, what are you doing?
Just my RE homework.
Oh.
Bad.
How long are you going to do that for?
About 15 minutes.
Good one. How can I help?
Yeah, I didn't get the joke, the Eckers joke, the Yorkshire one.
Yorkshire Sayings by Eckers Like.
You didn't get that. A lot of people
no.
saying they didn't get it on the text either. Right, think about it. Yorkshire Sayings by Eckers Like.
No.
Yorkshire Sayings.
Yeah.
By Eckers Like.
No, I didn't get it.
Still not there, is it?
No.
Right, OK, well, sorry about that. I did try and explain it, but never mind, eh? Back to the RE.
Yeah.
I love you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, we've just realised something. That poor lady that did this...
Jump the Queue If You're Desperate by Hugo We First.
Right, we haven't done the bookshop game for a couple of years now. We've called her before.
Really?
Yeah, listen.
Sex
on the Beach by Sandy Flaps.
It's her, isn't it?
Jump the Queue If You're Desperate by Hugo We First. Sex on the Beach by Sandy Flaps.
That was ages ago. Out of all the bookshops we could have called in the UK, what are the chances of getting that lady again? Sorry, nice lady at the bookshop. Rubbish.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast. Right, no chappers today or the rest of this week. However, Radio 1's Hugh Stevens will be here. He said that he would only come if we got him some donuts. So we have got them.
Mm.
But Becky's ploughing her way through them.
Well, you might, yeah, can we bring it forward a few more minutes so that I...
Don't eat them all.
There might be some donuts left for him, yeah.
Right, so Hugh Stevens is going to be here playing the game at 5.30, which today is...
What are those cutting old people on about?
That's on at 5:30. We go and visit some old folk. We show them some pictures of current famous people. They describe what they see. You guess what famous people they're describing. What are those old people on about?
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Podcast.
Right, I was in a cab today, yeah, from my local lovely minicab company.
Mm.
And there was this van right in front of us who, you know, you don't see it that often, but someone was driving like an absolute idiot, like all over the place. And the taxi driver was... making some comments. And they have one of those, you know, those notices on the back, which loads of commercial vehicles have now.
Yeah.
How am I driving? Mm. Call this number. So, because I was quite annoyed by it as well, I actually put that number in my phone and thought to myself, I'm going to call that later. He's an idiot, that man.
And did you?
I haven't got around to it yet. It's one of those things that, in the heat of the moment, you're like, you know when you get really bad service, you're like, I'm going to write a letter to complain.
Mm.
And you never do. But at the time, you're like, actually, I'm going to really do that. And that's, I was so annoyed by this driver. This is about, 1 o'clock this afternoon. It's now 5:10.
You're not going to do it,
I'm
are
not
you?
Ever going to do it.
No.
But I want to know what happens when you call those how am I driving numbers, because I've never called one. And what happens if they find out, the driver finds out and comes round?
What, that it was you? How's he going to find that out?
Well, hi, I'm like to report...
Unless you make the call and you can see you in his wing mirror. Like, it's me calling now.
Well, they don't say, oh, Scott Mills called up and complained about your driving. Or,
I really
or Becky
it.
Called up. And they don't no. say that, no? And so you can remain anonymous.
Mm, but right. Even if he did say Becky called up, I'm sure he'd have a problem trying to find me. How's he going to know where I live?
You see, generally, I love calling a number, I do. I especially on TV.
Yeah, you were saying before that you call them up, don't you?
A lot, yeah. If you see often on EastEnders, I find, because there's a lot of phone numbers on EastEnders. If you just pause it, obviously, because it's too quick. Normally they're too quick to write down. It'll just go blink and you miss it, you know. But if you pause the programme and write it down, call it up, generally you get unobtainable, but it's fun to try. It's fun to try. You just get that, ooh. But I've tried it loads of times. Back to toilet doors. I wonder if the actual person that wrote that, if I ring the number, will it be them?
You have just said that out loud, that you ring the numbers on the back.
No, I didn't. I said I haven't.
Oh, right.
What if you did? Is that them or is it someone else? Or those care lines you get on packaging.
I'm always phoning them. Have you never phoned one of them?
Never, no.
No, I always phone them.
I only do the numbers on TV. I've never called How Am I Driving? I've never called anyone off a toilet door. And I've never called a care line packaging thing. What ones do you call?
I call, like, cereal companies and suggest new products and stuff. Like, if I go on holiday and they've got an amazing cereal, and I'll phone them up and ask them when it's coming out over here. There was one recently with chocolate bran flakes. That was amazing. Like, you know, like normal bran flakes, and this one, like, every seventh or eighth bran flake was covered in chocolate. Well, nice.
So they're not all chocolate?
No, just every now and then you get a chocolatey one. Really good. Apparently it never took off over here.
No, really?
No. But I loved it. I bought in bulk.
Surely with the bran flakes thing, it's all or nothing. You either want bran flakes, aka health, or you just want all of them covered in chocolate. Not one every eight.
I wanted both. And my friend Steve is always phoning up stores. If he sees an empty shop in town, he'll phone up the customer care line and go, oh, seen the empty shop. You should bring your shop here.
What, just
open
so,
up a new one.
Just
open
to
up
get better
plant.
Shops in his area.
Yeah, yeah. There's like two or three shops that he's been calling for the
Which
last
ones?
2 years. I think he wants a John Lewis and an H&M.
What, so he wants, because he wants an H&M near his house,
he'll
phone up and go, yeah, there's a shop on the high street, it's vacated.
Yeah,
you fancy
really
that?
Good, gives him the square footage and away he goes.
Like the head of H&M is going to actually take notice of that.
Bless him, though. And the minute it does come to town, he'll think he was solely responsible.
Yeah, I told him about that plot. I told him that shop's going spare on the high street. Love that.
Mm.
How many... I mean, how often does this happen where you call a care line?
Mm, once a month. They're so lovely on there. It's
are they?
Amazing. Sometimes if you phone them up and tell them how amazing the products are, they send you free vouchers.
This is a whole new world to me. I didn't know any of this.
My friend's nan used to phone up. If she had a broken Weetabix, she'd phone the care line and they'd send her a new packet. If the top one was a little bit broken off, you know.
Surely that's going to happen in transit. Yeah. Weetabix aren't that sturdy, are they? I've got a broken Weetabix. Oh, we'll send you a new one. She's playing on the scout. Radio 1
podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Quite a few people are convinced that just by calling up a big shop, they've managed to get it on their local high street. Your new John Lewis store, where the Help the Aged shop used to be. Really? Was it you, though? Somebody emailed Subway saying, we need a new Subway in Barry Island. We haven't got one. Via email, they sent it. A year later, it appeared. Coincidence? I don't think so. Hi, Jem.
Hello.
Where are you?
Derby Way, Belper.
Oh, Derby Way, yeah. How can I help?
Well, basically, I think that my mum is solely responsible for the McFlurry being in England.
Right.
Basically, we went on holiday to France. It was years ago now. It was on the honeymoon. And we went into a McDonald's there, and they had loads of McFlurries, all different flavours. So when we got back, my mum actually wrote to McDonald's and said, why have France got it and why have we not? A couple of weeks later, here we are. We've got McFlurries.
Wow. So your mum was solely responsible for bringing the McFlurry to the UK?
Yeah, of course she was.
That is amazing. Say thank you to her. What's her name?
It's Lisa.
Oh, Lisa, thank you so much, because they're lush, aren't they?
That's good work.
You know what? We've not got as many flavours as they have. They had about 15
She needs
varieties.
To get back on.
Well, get her back on. Yeah. Say, oi, what about all the flavours they've got in France?
Dime Bar, Toffee Crisp, everything they had.
Oh, have they?
Yeah.
We're missing out. Get your mum to email tonight. She invented them. You might as well just get her to get them all flavours. I love you.
I'll have to try it. Love you.
Hello? Samantha?
Hello?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Where are you tonight?
I'm in Gothsoak.
How can I help?
Well, I saw Jez's number in Peep Show.
Oh, this is like when you call numbers off the TV like I do with EastEnders?
Yeah.
So you're watching Peep Show?
I was so happy that you said that you did it too.
I do it. Yeah, I do quite a lot. There's loads on Hollyoaks as well, on the Sunday one. You know, it goes on for like 18 hours, Hollyoaks.
Oh, okay.
Do you often call people from Hollyoaks? Do you often call people from Hollyoaks?
I've done. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, I just saw his number, so I quickly paused it and basically phoned it, and some guy's answer machine came on. So we just hung up, and he must have seen his missed call, so he called back. And apparently he gets it all the time, and it's just a mistake.
What, so on Peep Show, on the on the national television, they put some random bloke's number on without checking that isn't anyone's number first?
They must have. I don't know how that works.
He probably got quite a few calls.
Yeah, well, that's what he said.
I've got to be honest, though.
Just me.
Samantha, I've got to be honest. I'm quite jealous, because every time I phone one on EastEnders or Hollyoaks, it's always unobtainable. You got through to somebody.
Huh? Well, that's what I expected.
That's what you would expect, but I'm impressed you got through, that poor bloke.
I know.
I love you.
Feel good. Love you too.
Podcast. Hi, Hugh Stevens.
Hello.
Hello. You're right.
I'm just finishing my bottle of water.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. We bought you some donuts as well.
Thanks. I only came down for the donuts.
As a bribe.
Nice one.
Becky's going to play this as well. Mm-hmm. This is our old people game, where we visit some old people in a drop-in centre and get them to describe some celebrities. This thing we do used to be called What Are Those Kids and Old People On About? That we've taken the kids off now, but haven't got around to editing the jingle yet. What are those kids and old people on about? So, Jono on Unofficial Meals is like, why don't they just edit the jingle?
No kids.
Doesn't work.
Only your APs.
It's better if you do this. What are those kids and old people on about? That works.
It is.
Right. So, we went to see these lovely old people. We showed them some pictures of famous current people.
Right.
They describe them, and then you two just guess who they're talking about, all right? Play along at home fun on 81199. There are three clues for each. Here's your first celebrity described by the old people.
Who she is?
I've no idea who she is. Blonde, white hair. Ordinary looking clothes.
So white hair, ordinary looking clothes. Let's both have a guess.
Scarlett Johansson.
Okay.
She's got whitish hair.
Yeah. Becky?
Tess Daly.
Who she is?
I've no idea who she is. Blonde, blonde, white hair, white hair. Ordinary looking clothes.
Right, so he's going for Scarlett Johansson. Becky's going for Tess Daly.
Yeah.
Okay,
it's
next
not really
clue.
White hair, but you know.
Not really white, no. No.
You know it.
Yeah, I know that face.
Well, I'm telling you, is she, Neil?
No, it's a bloke. No.
Oh, it's a bloke?
Yeah.
Is it?
I think it is,
no. No, I don't recognise.
It is. Is it? He's half and half.
Right. Half and half. Like chips and rice.
Oh, God.
So, that's a bit weird, because obviously they said she at first. Now, it could be a bloke.
Could be a bloke.
Could be half and half.
With long blonde white hair and ordinary clothes.
Mm. Half and half, or maybe a bloke.
I'm thinking of the one from Lord of the Rings. You know, the, what's his name? Orlando Bloom, is it? From the, is he?
Gandalf.
Gandalf, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anybody from Lord of the Rings?
Okay.
I'm thinking Lily Savage off of the 90s.
Lily
with
Savage.
Hair straighteners.
Oh, that's a good guess, I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, it's tricky. Yeah, I'll go for Orlando Bloom in Lord of the Rings.
One more clue.
She looks sorrowful, doesn't she?
Oh, it's a woman again.
She's got a sad face, really.
But she wouldn't have that hair, would she?
She's
that's a wig.
Yeah.
Suck it on for
her. But I still don't recognise her.
No.
Right, so they don't recognise her. Could be a wig. White hair, might be a bloke.
I'm going to go for Amy Winehouse.
Okay, that was your last clue, so is that your final answer?
Yeah, yeah, it's gone from Orlando Bloom to Amy Winehouse.
Becky?
I'm going to stick with Lily Savage.
Okay, you're sticking with Lily. I'll run through all the clues again, it's obvious.
She's not a current celebrity, though, is she? Where am I going with that?
It's obvious when you know.
Right.
Okay?
You know it.
Yeah, I know that face.
Well, I'm telling you,
is
she, Neil?
No, it's a bloke.
No.
Is it?
Right, it's Lady Gaga.
Oh, of course. Of course it is.
Oh, I love them.
Lady Gaga.
It's obviously, it's when you know,
yeah,
easy.
I should have looked at the text, because everyone got it on there.
They did as well, yeah. Look at that.
Right, I'm going to keep the text on now.
Oh, it's cheating, Becky.
You
Scott, it's so obviously Lady Gaga. They're getting quite angry.
That's very good.
Right, here's your next one on what are those old people on about. Who are they describing? Which celebrity?
She looks cheerful.
I don't know who it is, but she looks very nice. Mm.
The fashion of scruffy sort of hair.
Oh, I don't know her.
But she looks as if she's got a nice face and pleasant face.
Right, so she looks cheerful, looks nice, nice pleasant face, scruffy hair.
Oh, it's a tricky one. Look at Becky looking at the text, you cheat.
Yeah. Well, the top one says, has to be Paul O'Grady, so I think they're still texting him from the last one.
Right. Oh, right. Scruffy hair, pleasant face.
Looks cheerful, looks nice.
Who's nice and cheerful? I'll go for Duffy. She's quite cheerful.
Oh, yeah, she is lovely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amy Winehouse.
You're going Amy Winehouse now. All right. Next clue.
I know her, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's a boy. It's a boy.
Yeah. Oh, I got... Some of my family are gay, so it makes no difference.
I'm trying to say, was he a singer?
Right, so now we're back. I think it's a boy now.
Back to being a boy.
But some of her family are gay, so she thinks it's fine.
Yeah. Oh,
whatever
dear.
That means.
No. Okay, so a boy who's scruffy with a pleasant face and hair.
Yeah.
He's got scruffy hair and a pleasant face. Alex Zane, he's got scruffy hair, isn't he?
Alex Zane, good.
Yeah.
One of the Kings of Leon.
Oh.
Caleb
of Kings of Leon.
Nice.
Third clue.
Yes, he's got a lovely little face and, lovely eyes. Yeah. But he was good.
Yes.
He didn't win.
No.
But he was good.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Didn't
about the hair, but that's fashion.
Oh, no, it's fashion.
No, that's what I said, Doris.
So he didn't win, so he must be off some sort of TV talent contest. I'm presuming it wasn't the one where you kind of have to go through shapes and fall into water. Maybe
no,
something like
one.
Pop Idol or X Factor, and I have no idea who goes on those.
You don't,
so,
do you?
I don't know. Becky?
Everyone's saying Diana Vickers.
That's a girl.
Oh, yeah. They said it was a boy, didn't they? Who was the other one? Owen.
Owen. Has he got scruffy hair? Ray Quinn, I'm going to go for.
Okay. Becky is correct. Owen Quinn.
Oh! Yes!
Oh, I liked the confusion at the beginning. Okay, third one.
Oh dear, who's this He-Man? I don't. I'm not up with these people.
Yeah, he's okay. Tattoos on his arm, all saucy.
Oh, he's got all saucy tattoos on his arm. He's okay, and he's a bit of a He-Man.
I'm going to go for 50 Cent.
Okay.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay, next one.
He's not very tall, actually. All he's got on is a pair of shorts.
Look at that, it's sticking out. What's it there sticking out for?
That's his,
What do they call that?
But it's not sure the old girls in there, the old girls.
Yeah. His money bag.
Right, his money bag is sticking out, but you better not show the old girls in there, they'll have a heart attack. He's not very tall. He's okay, bit of a He-Man.
And something's
sticking out.
Something's sticking out as well. oh, it's a tricky one, isn't it, these old ladies? I don't know what to go for. What are you going for, Becky?
someone who carries a lot of money around in a bag.
I'm going to go for Peter Jones from Dragon's Den.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good one.
All right. Wait, what are you saying?
Theopathetus, just to copy you.
He's always having a baby now, isn't she?
She's been having a moment. She's been spending too much money.
What's he paying for? Is it Chelsea?
The thing is, I think he's wearing shorts that are quite tight, so I think they're talking about his, you know...
He's a footballer.
He's always having a baby now, isn't she?
She's been having a moment. She's been spending too much money.
What's he paying for? Is it Chelsea?
Right, so footballer might be Chelsea. Wife spending too much money having a baby.
She knows more about football than I do, does the old lady.
Who doesn't play for Chelsea? I don't know. David Beckham? He's the only footballer I know.
I'll go for Rio Ferdinand.
Both wrong. It's Wayne Rooney.
of course.
So Becky wins today's...
What are those kids and old people on about?
But thanks to you anyway, and I hope you liked the donuts.
Loved it.
BBC Radio 1 podcast.
You know, last week we were playing these old public information films from the 1950s and liking them a lot.
Jenny thinks that she has the key to popularity, parking in cars with the boys at night.
This is how to be very popular.
I was wondering if you'd like to go to the Strand to see a movie Saturday night, and then go over to Teen Town, maybe. Or if you'd rather go with the gang on a skating party and weenie roast. We'd have to leave earlier for that, though. But we get home at a decent time.
Oh, the skating sounds like loads of fun.
They were so polite on the phone back in the 50s, weren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Wally has used a lot of common sense in putting the invitation this way. It shows he has thought about what Carolyn might like. And he has implied his price range, so she will have some idea of what he can afford when she makes her choice.
All right, Wally. On Saturday at 5, then. Bye.
Well, that phone call didn't go on for hours. A pretty sensible attitude toward telephone conversations.
Now, they're not all really, really old like that one. We found one from a few years ago with some woman talking about how to talk on the phone, and it's amazing.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
So there's this kind of instruction video on how to talk on the phone. So don't ask where we find these things. I mean, you are probably thinking to yourself, right, I've had this phone for a while now. If only I knew how to use it properly. Well, here's some help. Now, this wasn't made that long ago. Have a listen to this. Is this just me, or is the woman talking about phone manners really annoying?
Hello? Hello?
Some people just hang up. I find that irritating.
Mm-hmm. Irritating. You would hang up on her, though, I think. She's got a solution to the irritation, though.
I wish the phone company could take $5 from everyone who misdials and credit it to the wrong number they called. It's like ringing someone's doorbell, and once you answer, they say...
Oh, I'm sorry, wrong house.
We've all done that.
All the time.
All the time. Sorry, wrong house.
People who dial a wrong number more than a couple times a year are simply careless.
I've just got really fat fingers like me.
A couple of times a year. So you're really careless. Yeah, that's true. I misdial all the
Sometimes
time.
Sometimes the keys are so small.
That's true. Mine ones are really...
And touchscreens really annoying.
Yeah, I've got touchscreens, see? Easy to do.
If you make a call and the machine picks up, leave a message if you wish. Or if you want to call back later, feel free to hang up. I don't think it's rude to hang up on a machine. Some folks with answering machines are bothered by hang-ups. I think that's their hang-up.
It's just so annoying.
Really annoying.
Why would you even do this video in the first place?
Who's going to watch an instructional video about how to talk on the phone? Apart from
you
me.
You have, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it's on YouTube.
I also think it's okay to screen your calls by leaving your answering machine on even when you are home. It's like having a butler who tells the public, Madam isn't home right now.
I'd love it.
I've never really thought about it like that.
My friend's parents used to do that. They used to sit in the lounge and wait for the answering machine to kick in, see who it was before they bothered getting up off the sofa.
Yeah, and then they're like, oh, it's so-and-so, we want to talk to them. Hello! And pick it up.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, we were just in the other room.
That's the sort of thing I imagine you to do.
Yeah. I'm just screening your calls.
Have you got a fake butler on your voicemail?
Well, I've never thought...
Madam isn't here right now.
Never really thought that screening my calls was like having a butler, but now you mention it.
Now you want one.
Yeah, it's the same.
But I should warn you, some people think it's rude. They're bothered because they don't know if you're really home or not. Well, I don't think that information is any of their business.
I totally agree with you, love, on that one. Really do.
Aww.
Even on personal calls, your voice should sound interested in the other person.
See, that's... My flatmate could do with watching this video.
I find that really hard, because I'm...
Even on personal calls, your voice should sound interested in the other person.
He never does that. He's fine. You've met my flatmate. He's fine in real life. On the phone, he just can't do it. You ring up and go, hiya! And I go, You're right? Yeah. What do you want? Oh, I just wanted to, you know, check if you were in tonight.
I get really shy on the phone.
Maybe that's what it is, but, like, he just can't do the phone at all.
Hi, Amy. It's Maureen. And I want to tell you how terrible my life is. Do you have about 3 hours?
Oh, no, Mo. I'm sorry. I've got to go to work.
Okay if I call you back tonight?
Really not. Anyway, so my flatmate, if you're listening, I think he is listening now, actually. He's just got home. Take note, please. Watch this video called Phone Manners on YouTube, because it'll teach you everything to know about sounding a little bit more interested next time I ring.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.